Buying the grill much.
I guess this is... hold on real quick.
Yeah, man. I wanted to get a 10-piece of crispy chicken wings.
10-piece crispy.
All right,
sir. And your sauce?
For the sauce, can I get blue cheese?
Alright, is there anything else?
And also, can I get one of those original Phillies with just meat and cheese?
It's unhealthy as hell. But I'm gonna eat it.
Meal or no meal?
No meal, just a sandwich.
You said a four, right?
I'm actually not, just a half, man.
Alright. Alright, is there anything else?
Nah, that's gonna be all for me, man.
Alright. 1817.
All right, appreciate it. All right. Okay, okay, so check it out, Anchor crowd. Check this out. So I was born in an apostolic church where, and I would start this podcast off and say, you know, it's been so long since I made an episode and this is the reason, but forget all of that, man. Let's get straight to it. I got to start doing this more often, and what better than to just do it and let you know what's going on. This is my environment. I'm riding in the car, going to get something to eat. The thing that was on my mind was that when I hear songs like this, old school songs, right? Check it out. Yeah. All right. So old school songs, I would never hear those. I was born in an apostolic church, meaning that it was pretty strict in our household when it came to holidays, pagan holidays, as far as Valentine's, Christmas, Halloween. When I was in elementary school, I got sent to the library. I got sent to the cafeteria because, hey, you don't celebrate this, we got to get you out of the class, because the rest of these kids that celebrate this, we finna turn up. So I would get back to the class and my homeboys would be like licking their fingers and, you know what I'm talking about? They're like, yo, Woods, what's what they had in the cafeteria? What kind of Halloween candy they had for y'all in the cafeteria? Knowing good and well that we ain't get no candy. We got sent to the cafeteria and was like sent to like entertain yourself. You know what I'm saying? So me and my homeboys who were like Muslim or atheists or whatever, who just didn't celebrate it, you know, I became close with folk like that. Born in the apostolic church. Apostolic means basically the rules that the apostles of Jesus followed. So you could only imagine, like, our women didn't wear makeup and jewelry. Our men didn't wear shorts. The women didn't shave their legs, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like the girls, they wore skirts. They was past their knees. They had stockings on. I remember my sisters like complaining to my mother that, hey, mom, we're going on a field trip to, you know, to slip and slide or something, and we're going to wear bathing suits. And she's like, nope, y'all can wear these dresses. Make sure you put your stockings on. You know what I'm saying? That's what my sisters went through. This is what we went through in an apostolic household. So being brought up in an apostolic household, we didn't get to listen to the radio. Like the radio right now, I'm on 99.5 in Duval County, USA. You know what I'm saying? It's like the old school, you know what I'm saying, R&B radio station. The other station is 101.5. We go to 101.5. This is what they're playing. Sitting up in my room. Y'all don't know nothing about Brandy. Come on, man. Anyway, I could jam to that because being brought up in an apostolic household, we never got to listen to this stuff, right? So between the years of, say, 95 to, say, 2002, maybe 2003 or 4, me and my father ran a lawn business. So on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, me and my father would go cut grass. We would listen to 101.5 when we would go cut grass. My father's no longer with us. Rest of dead, you know what I'm saying? It means something when I hear songs like this. Being as that I wasn't being raised up, we didn't listen to that stuff. Now, mind you, I would sneak in on the phone with girls, you know what I'm saying, late night in middle school and high school. I would listen to R&B music while I was on the phone with girls and stuff. And it was cool. It was real smooth. I'm going to be honest with you. I was a real player. I still am. But when I would go to work on the weekends with my father, I don't know what it was, but these songs stick with me. So now, as a grown man at my age, gray hairs in my beard, right? These songs, like, they resonate with me because every time I get in the car and I turn on the radio and I turn to 101.5, V101.5, or either 99.5 in Duval County, USA, it takes me back to Saturday mornings, Saturday afternoons, Sunday, Saturday and Sunday morning and afternoons. it takes me back to those moments with my pops. You know what I'm saying? And he's not with me. He's been gone at this, what we in, like, December right now. So my pops left at, like, July 2nd, right? So it's fresh. It's still fresh. You know what I'm saying? It's a day-to-day struggle. But, hold on, let me pull up to this window here and get my chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? You hit my window. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real reality. I'm not putting on for nobody. I'm not trying to be something I'm not. It is what it is. But yeah, listening to these songs and getting in the car and hearing it, man, it just resonates and it takes me back there. And I'm glad my pops let me listen to that stuff, because the thing about it is, being brought up in an apostolic household, you don't get to see what the real world be dealing with. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of handicaps you. You know what I'm saying? So when I get out in school and the kids are talking about, you know, did y'all see the such and such new video or such and such? And I'm like, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. What happened? You know what I'm saying? What? Hold on real quick.
1817?
All right. That's for the the wings and the Philly?
Yes, sir.
All right. Right on. So like I said, man, this is real life, man. I'm at the drive-thru right now. Yeah, there you go, buddy. Put my stuff right at the window. Yeah, see what's going on. But anyhow, being brought up in an apostolic household, you don't get to see this stuff. You don't get to hear this stuff. You don't get the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Most of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got the vibe, you know what I'm saying, since y'all was jits. We ain't get that, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Hey, appreciate it, my boy. Right on. Y'all, we ain't get that. You know what I'm saying? So when we'll come to school, we'll go on field trips and we'll get to talking and folk be like, oh boy, you saw MTV or you saw BET. We ain't take part in that conversation. We was in the audience. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. What I will say about being brought up in an apostolic household is that you get to see, I guess you get to focus on history rather than what's going on currently. Because, I mean, gay rights and things of that nature, like, that's legit. It's legit. You know what I'm saying? It's a legit issue and thing that we got to deal with in our society. But us in the apostolic household, we don't deal with that. No. Something wrong with your spirit, brother. That's why, you know what I'm saying, you acting like that. When you was brought up as a child, in your spirit, something was, you know what I'm saying, planted that made you think that's the way to go. That's your way out. You know what I'm saying? That's how we were taught. And you know, per Dr. Umar, you know, it'd be psychological. But I'm not. That's a whole nother can of worms and a whole nother cupboard. The point I'm trying to make for this podcast today, for Duval County, USA, for me, DJ Me, you know what I'm saying? Right now, it's basically like, yo, when I get in the car and I hear R&B music, it takes me back to Saturday and Sunday mornings and afternoon of cutting grass with my father, who's no longer here with us, right? And my father, and just for the record, my father's no longer here because of cancer, right? And it's not something that, you know, I want to say it's not something you plan on. Nobody plans to have cancer. But here's a real statement. My father prepared me for his death not his entire life. But as far as I can remember as a young kid, my father has always been telling me, I'm not always going to be here for you. I'm not always going to be here. You need to get your shit together and know what you're doing out here. So here, I'm going to prepare you. I'm going to equip you with the tools that you need to get through this system. And I'll take it a step further, because we not no square. We fought for some squares. I'm born and raised in Duval County, USA. Born and raised down here. I went to this apostolic church on the north side. The north side is considered the black side of town. I grew up in Arlington. It's borderline south side and Arlington. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people will give you an argument, but folk from the north side would be like, man, the boy's from the south side. Okay, the south side is considered the white side of town. And the reason that is because the history of Duval County, USA is the north side used to be only black people, right? The south side used to be only white people. Like, it used to literally be, we're in 2020, but I'm going to have my mother on here. My mother's going to tell you that it used to be segregated in Jacksonville, Duval County, USA, and the north side was for the black people and the south side was for the white folks, excuse me. And once a certain time hit the clock, you niggas had to be over there on the north side. If y'all on this side of town, it's up there, right? Okay, so that being said, it's different down here. It's different. I know a lot of people like to talk You know, we got the COVID going on right now, and a lot of people like to talk that shit about, you know, folk in Florida, and they just this and that. Hey, listen, man, let me tell you something, man. 70-some-odd percent of our state, our entire state, Florida, one of the birthplaces of America, St. Augustine. Check it. It's on Google. One of the first places they docked was St. Augustine, right? On that fuck shit. And that's what I call it. I know a lot of folk don't like the cursing, the curse words. I got my kids in here. But y'all need to understand. Your kids need to understand. Some white folk was on some fuck shit when they first got around here. That's all right. And then we're going to leave it at that. That's a whole nother couple episode. That's a whole nother season. But, you know, we're going to pace ourselves, right? Okay, so check it out. So, originally, Duval County, USA was segregated, right? And the north side was for the black folk, south side was for the white folk, okay? Right now, 2020, south side is segregated than a mud, you know what I'm saying? To say the least, you know what I'm saying? It's niggas everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Doing nigga shit everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And poor white people shit too, let's not get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? We like to talk about the black folk, but let's be clear, it be some poor white folk doing some poor white folk shit that, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But the south side of Duval County, USA now is segregated and it's different and it's more progressive, right? But with what's going on right now with the pandemic, what's going on with the election year, it's a lot going on. It's a lot of enlightenment going on in these times. It's the information era, or coming to the end of the information era, and now it's going to change into a different era where it's like you got to get up and go get it type era. We don't want to hear that. The information's out there. It's on you now. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's the accountable era. But anyhow, another episode. You know, I'm trying to pace myself. I'm trying to pace myself. I know the podcast is going to be dope. I know it's going to be unorthodox. It's going to be different than others because, simply said, it's coming out of Duval County, USA. I'm in Florida, man. I'm a black brother. I got gray hairs. I got, you know what I'm saying, locks in my hair. You know what I'm saying? My hair been locked for almost a decade now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a real perspective from a young brother who ain't on no sucker shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know people don't like the cursing. I know. But y'all got to understand, y'all know when that sucker shit hits, you got to call it like it is. And it's sucker shit. Y'all know y'all too black to be acting, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. But I'm going to keep it G and keep it player and keep it moving. But the point I'm trying to make is that down here in Florida, it's different, right? 70 some odd percent of our state of Florida is Republican. 50 to 60 some odd percent of that 70 is old, you know what I'm saying, thoroughbred, you know what I'm saying, right? Okay, stay with me. I'm saying 50 to 60% of that 70 of Florida's population is still stuck in a time capsule, to say the least. So y'all have to understand, like, man, why these folk in Florida be acting up? Why these folk in Florida be doing this? Why they, you know, this and that and other? Hey, listen, it's rough down here. So when I hear Kodak Black, that shit is... It's empowering to me. When I hear that man locked up, I get upset about shit like that. Simply because the system was designed for that brother to be locked up. And somehow, some way, despite all of his adversities, that brother still had a way to get a message out, to let folk know that, hey, I'm not super evil. I'm not what the stereotype picture, you know what I'm saying, paints me to be. I'm actually a very intelligent, very intellectual young individual who got a plan, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna break the mold, right? Whole nother can of worms, whole nother episode, maybe a whole nother season. But I wanted to give some insight to, yo, this is what's going on in Florida, man. And more so than anything, I really want the podcast to simply be like, bro, I want you to turn this podcast on and not only be enlightened and educated by something and some culture that you've never heard of, but relate to this shit. Relate to that. Hey, man, these folk over here still dealing. These folk dealing with a struggle that we dealing with. These folk, you know what I'm saying? On whatever level you can think of, financially, economic, you know what I'm saying? Economically, psychologically, educational, you know what I'm saying? Even family, like everybody got some shit going on in their family. Like, I got seasons of family information. Like, I still haven't gotten clearance from my family to, like, yo, I really want to air us out because folk need to hear this. Folk need to know, like, this is what goes on when, you know what I'm saying, X, Y, and Z. I still haven't gotten clearance. I got clearance from my mom. I told my mom, like, yo, mom, I want to have you on the podcast. Because here's the thing with my mom. My mother's father was one of the first black DJs in Duval County, USA. Believe it or not, I can't make this up. My man's name was Johnny Shaw, the devil's son-in-law. Johnny Shaw, the devil's son-in-law. I gotta say it twice. It's that nice. Johnny Shaw, the devil's son-in-law. Right? It's ill. But he was one of the first black DJs in Duval County, USA. And it just so happened that I've always had this urge in me, like, yo, I can't wait till they document my life. Like, since fucking high school, maybe even middle school, I've always had this urge, like, somebody else has to see this. I know I'm not the only one seeing this like this. I can't wait till they see this. Right? I tell people stories about stuff that's happened to me and experiences, and people are like, yo, when's the movie coming out? That is a movie, my man. You know what I'm saying? And I'll give you one before we get off here today. But my point is, when you pull up the podcast, Duval County, USA, I don't want it to be some, you know what I'm saying, the run-of-the-mill podcast. I don't want it to be something that I'm not. And what I am is what I am. Duval County, USA, DJ Me, you know what I'm saying? They call me Woods, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. And when you listen to this, I want you to say, I went to school with people like that. That's now that is authentic. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to give off. And that's what you're going to get. All right. So before I get out of here, hold on. Press pause. Oh, man. Come on, Patty. Come on. Forget them pies. Oh, man. They don't appreciate you. We're going to have to turn Patty into Little Richard. You hit them high notes. Hey, listen, that was just the moments we shared. That's just a moment. I'm just telling you, man, I'm getting old. It's moments like that. I hear songs. Like the other day, I was listening to Ribbon in the Sky. Man, I had to favorite that joint on my Tidal app, right? Oh, yeah, by the way, you know what I'm saying? I will be plugging black-owned businesses because, oh, by the way, my sister just dropped the book. We gonna cop a couple 100 copies, and we're going to also... We're gonna do it big. I gotta plug that on the next episode. I'm riding, I'm driving. I'm trying not to go through this drive through because I'm recording this episode. But man, forget it. Anyhow, I'm gonna give y'all the story and then I'm gonna get out of here. You know how pastors and church be like, you know, I ain't come here to, you know, to preach to you all day. I'm gonna get you on out of here. I just got one more point. All right, so when I tell you, like, I have experiences and forever, for the longest, I've been thinking, like, yo, somebody else needs to see this. Somebody else needs to hear this. Somebody else needs to experience this. For my life, ever since middle school to high school, I've been feeling like this, right? It's a movie. And I'll give you an example. Okay, so if you've ever worked in any realm of customer service whatsoever, whether you've had a store counter, doing retail, doing fast food, or doing a legit call center, right? I've worked at all of them. Not all of them literally, but like all the levels of call centers. You got your build up call centers, they still finding their brand. Then you got the call centers who found their brand and they're trying to find their way. And then you got the call centers that are backed by an established brand like Bank of America, Comcast, right? Okay, I've worked at all of them. I've worked at a call center where the feds kicked the door in. I've worked at a call center where these folks still trying to find their way. They just paying the bills. And then I've worked at a call center like Merrill Lynch, Bank of America. I've been there. I've been the Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I've been there. Very, very professional. And I'm still in there trying to holler at the supervisor. I'm not going to lie. I'm an ill guy. I'm trying to, hey, listen. But anyway, let's go to the episode of the most ratchet call center I've ever worked at. This is the story of the most ratchet call center I've ever worked at. So when you're at a call center, you work an 8-hour to a 10-hour, maybe even a 12-hour shift. If you get an 8 to 10 hour, that's what we'll focus on. 8 to 10 hour shift, you're gonna get two breaks that are 10 to 15 minutes, and you're gonna get a 30 to an hour minute break. The hour, the 30 to the hour minute break is your lunch. That's when you clock out of the clock. They don't pay you for that. They pay you for them 15 minutes. Them two 15 minute or them two 10 minute breaks, they pay you for those, right? Okay, so we're in the break room. Everybody's in the break room. And mind you, we're in the break room. People in there eating their SpaghettiOs. People in there eating their ravioli. People eating their ham and cheese sandwiches their wife made for lunch, right? You got people who done went to lunch and got their food and came back, right? Eating good all in front of people who eating these bum-ass, peasant-ass lunches and shit, like you peasants. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, we're not going to go into that. That's a whole nother episode. Because y'all folks be living outside y'all means. Why in the world are you buying Chili's to go for lunch every single day of the week to put on, shouted? No, why don't you? Anyhow, anyway, it's a whole nother episode. Let me stay focused, right? So, most ratchet call center job I've ever worked at. We're in the break room on our lunch break. Everybody's in there. You know what I'm saying? At this point, we're off the clock. We're being ourselves in here. People are conversating, congregating. It's beautiful. Supervisor walks into the break room and says, hey, who's on break and who's on lunch? For some reason, this white boy actually was like, I'm on break. I got like 3 more minutes and then I'm gonna clock back in. Supervisor says, nah, you're going to clock back in right now. Matter of fact, how much more time you got on your break? How much more time you got on your break? He starts asking people, right? People like, you got me, bruh, play on somebody else's top. Not this one, though. And you know what I'm saying? They know who to try. Make that. That's a whole nother episode, too, about these bullies. They know who to try. Sometimes you just got it. Hey, if you're going to take an L, take an L. But, hey, knock him in his nose a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Let them know you're not the one to play with. Whole nother episode, right? Okay, so he starts asking people what breaks you on. He goes back. He circles back to the white boy. Oh, you say you got such and such minutes? Forget all that. Clock in right now. I'm honest to God, serious. He tells the guy, forget how much time you got on your break. We in queue right now. You need to clock in right now or it's going to be trouble. Right? White boy, mind you, this is Duval County, USA, people. This is Duval County, USA. Our white boys, they're bred differently down here. The white boy was with all of the smoke. Chimney status. What's happening? I done told you what I told you. I ain't going to go back and forth with you. Where we at right now? Right? And lo and behold, the situation escalates to the point to where the supervisor, this is leadership in the company. We in a call center setting, right? I'm talking button-up shirts and khakis. You know what I'm saying? She sounds hideous. That's the environment. We in a call center. Hey, yo, man, you ever had somebody ask you what you wearing on the phone? Shoot, man, it's overnight, man. Go for what you know. Yeah, ma'am, I'm wearing a red polo and khakis. Right? You know, like, it's a call center environment. And I promise you, it escalates to the supervisor saying, you're going to clock in when I tell you to clock in. Matter of fact, he ends up grabbing the white boy by his neck, slamming him up against the wall and telling him, you're going to clock in and you're going to do what I tell you to do while you're working in this call center. Oh, you would think, oh, wait a minute. He put his hands on him. Wait a minute. No, ain't no wait a minute. This is Duval County. Y'all don't understand that Florida is different. It's different down here. All right. That's not even the kicker of the story. You know what the kicker of the story is? The white boy ends up going to jail. Bing, bing. Let's finish this off, folks. So white boy gets hemmed up in the break room over 2 to 3 minutes left on his break. He didn't want to cooperate. Why didn't he just comply, neck ass? So white boy doesn't comply. Supervisor ends up jacking him up against the wall. You know, you're going to do what I tell you to do. And if you don't, it's going to be a problem. And the supervisor ends up getting pulled off of him. They end up calling the police because the white boy says, hey, I want to press charges. You don't put your hands on me like that. I work here, right? Rightfully so. I do work here. You don't put your hands on me like that. This is America, Jack, right? They call the police. Turns out the white boy got warrants. Take his ass to jail. I'm not lying. This is not a made-up story. I promise you. It's other people who I don't even kick it with on a regular basis that who work with me at this company who I'll interview in a later at a later date, and I'm gonna ask them about this specific story, and they're gonna be like, "Oh yeah, the white boy, yeah, he had warrants." And to this day, I don't remember what the warrants were for. I don't know what they were for, but I know for a fact that they locked his ass up, and the supervisor was up set tripping. You know what I'm saying? We don't throw gang signs down here, but I like that word, set trip. He was in the break room like, yeah. Bet the next one of you motherfuckers ain't gonna try me. You know what I'm saying? Awesome. Shit, weird, ain't it? But that's and so I told this story to some friends of mine. I told them, I was like, yeah, it's a movie coming out. I'm gonna make a movie of this shit. I told them, I gave them that disclaimer. I said, I'm gonna make a movie of this. And I promise you, y'all don't understand that it's different down here in Duval County. Y'all don't understand. And they was like, whatever, man. It's lit. I had a dude that was in Chicago. I had a dude that was in Cleveland, Texas, New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, people were spread out. And they was like, nah, it's crazy here too. And I'm like, not like this. And they was like, well, what you got? And I gave them that story. And literally, dudes was like, yo, when is that movie coming out again? People who didn't even hear the beginning came in and was like, yo, what movie is that? When is that coming out? That lets me further know that I'm not just making this stuff up. I'm not just making up the hype and saying that, yo, this is going to be an unorthodox podcast and it's going to be different and y'all going to relate to it. It's going to resonate and you're going to learn something from it. You're going to take something from it. I'm not making this up, man. I'm not, like, right now, I may have took one shot. I took one shot of some VSOP, some Remy, right? I'm not a drinker, right? I'm not a drinker. But if I drink, that's my drink of choice right now. It used to be Hen, it turned to Crown, then it turned to Douce, and now it's on Remy, right? I'm not a drinker. And I'm saying I'm up in my 30s. Like, I'm up in my 30s. I've been drinking since I was 16 to 17. Literally skipping school, hanging in people's trap, taking shots of Hennessy, smoking, coming back to high school and telling the teachers like, I don't mean no disrespect, Miss Leopard, but yo, what you're teaching us is for the crab. It's for the birds. Like, I mean, I would be asking teachers, yo, when are we going to be using this in our day-to-day life? If we're not, then let's talk about something. Let's talk about something we're going to use. Otherwise, Don't be on my butt about giving you my undivided attention because you hadn't earned it. You're not giving me nothing I'm going to use. I'm going to be honest with y'all. 2020, I can't remember the last time I used the Pythagorean theorem. I don't remember the last time I had to solve for fucking why. I'm going to be honest with you. I understand the curriculum. I understand the method of the madness. But I'm saying this. Let's give us some madness worth having. Give us some agricultural teachings. Like, so I know a lot of people talk about Dr. Umar, but I dig what Dr. Umar's doing. I mean, like, do you have an academy that you're opening up? No? Then I think you need to shut the fuck up. You need to back up. Because, yeah, he might say some stuff that's offensive about, oh, he talking about white devils. Well, my nigga, we got 400 plus years of evidence of white devil shit. So, and that's just America alone, right? So I mean, like, don't cast your own brother out if your brother trying to do something you ain't willing to do. And that's all I'm saying. But that's a whole nother can of worms. That's a whole nother episode. That's a whole nother season. But at this point, let me get up out of here, man. I told y'all I wasn't going to talk too long, but the fact that I literally got on this episode to tell y'all about how R&B music from the 90s to the early 2000s resonate with me because I'm missing my father, to getting into telling you about, you know what I mean, about, you know, other what, Duval County, USA. I'm already at 30 minutes. I'm not making this up, folks. Like, if you rock with me, rock with me. Shop with me. I promise you, you ain't gonna find this nowhere else. You're not gonna find this nowhere else. If you search for Duval County podcast or whatever, you're not gonna get this. Now, I promise you, you're gonna get something. Because anybody that's coming out of Florida, I'm supporting. I'm rocking with you. You know what I'm saying? My cousin, like, my dad is born and raised in Georgia, right? So Georgia is my cousin. That's my foe. So 85 South Show, I rock with 85 South Show. I rock with Charlemagne because he's from this. It's not even just because they're from the South, but these are all brothers that are from the same environment we come out of. and they still, we all have that same mind state of conquering and overcoming. You know what I'm saying? Despite our circumstances, despite our environment, we still are the essence of, you know what I'm saying, overcoming. Hey, press on, man. This is DJ Me, Duval County, USA. Tune in. Duval County, USA. YouTube coming soon. Yo. Hey, yeah, can I just get a plain cheeseburger Happy Meal with a chocolate milk?